thing to do with the projector. Okay.
You worked that hard on the PowerPoint.
Yes, and here I am just flipping through it as if you could see it and never bothering to look. There we are. All right. Well, point number one then is make up your mind to be happy. Make up your mind to be happy. Abraham Lincoln once said, most people are just about as happy as they make up their mind to be. And that's really true. I've known some pretty miserable people, and frankly, I think some of them enjoy the misery. I can't explain it otherwise. I think some folks enjoy being miserable. I knew a lady back many years ago. My wife and I would visit her on occasion. She was such a challenge to us. She was a very faithful member of the church, and her husband had been a quite famous man. In fact, he had been a United States Senator, and he had died in a tragic plane crash. And his secretary and the pilot were with them that night when in a terrible thunderstorm, the plane crashed. And all across America, splashed on the headlines were, what happened? And as though this were some mystery as to what happened to the senator and his secretary. And there were all sorts of rumors splashed on the headlines as to whether he might have run off with his secretary to start a new life somewhere. A few weeks later, the plane crash was discovered, and his body and the body of the secretary and the pilot were all found eaten by animals in the crash wreckage. And she would tell me every time we would visit, she would say, you know, she said, I've grown bitter over what all happened. I've grown bitter. And my wife and I, we would always try to console her and try to encourage her. I would say, think of how many blessings God has given you. How good it is for you. I said, you're an elderly person, but you have no money worries. I said, we see people all the time who are miserable because they can't hardly make the payments on this or that or the other. And I said, you have no problems at all. I'll never forget one time she came to service and I said, how are you doing, Sister so-and-so? And she said, oh, I'm just miserable. I said, what's wrong? What's wrong this time? She said, oh, that Oldsmobile dealership that we sold, she said, it came back to me. I said, and I knew the story of it. I said, what are you saying? She said, well, they lost it and I've got to resell it. I said, now, wait a minute. Let me see if I got this right. They gave you $500,000 in down payment. They paid you for 2.5 years, and now you got it back and you got to resell it. I said, if it's such a big problem, just sign it over to me. I'll take it for you and worry with all the reselling. And of course, at that point, she smiled. She wasn't about to do that. She was miserable, not stupid. And the point is, you're just about as miserable sometimes as you want to be, but you can also be happy if you want to be. And frankly, I've known a whole lot of people who are just miserable. Go back there to Matthew 5. Look again at verse 10. He said, blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Happy are those who are persecuted. Blessed are you, happy are you when you are reviled and persecuted, he says. And when people say all manner of evil against you for my sake, rejoice and be exceeding glad. What? How is that possible? Well, when you go on and you read what the scriptures say, then you begin to get some idea of how that principle is laid out in scripture. A fellow once asked a lady who was happily singing as she hung the clothes out upon the line to dry. He said, where did you get all that happiness? And the woman said, well, I didn't get it, didn't find it. She said, I made it, manufactured it. And that's the only way you're ever going to get it. You're going to make it from within. You're going to manufacture it from within. And we're going to talk tonight about the process whereby you can do that, how that's done. But it's important that we learn, as Paul did in Philippians chapter 4, verse 11, I've learned in whatsoever state I am in, therewith to be content. In Acts 5:41, you'll remember that the Bible tells us that the disciples departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer dishonor for the name. They had just been beaten. They had just been physically flogged. And yet they went away rejoicing. How do you do that? Well, I tell you what, it's a matter of attitude, isn't it? It's got to be. Because all of their physical circumstances were not happy. There was something within them that made them happy. And that something is within us, or at least potentially it's within us. And again, I've learned in whatsoever state I'm in, therewith to be content. If I can be content in whatever state, then I may have the solution to the problem. In John 10:10, Jesus said, I came that they may have life and have it more abundantly. You can have abundant life as a Christian, following Christ. Other people around you may be utterly miserable. They may have all the things that money can buy, but still be miserable. Because it's all about making up your mind to be happy in whatever state you